Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Alex?
Yes, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm good, good. Thank you, John.
Yes, that's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
I'm fairly new in this, so I think I got it.
Okay.
For the most part, yeah. The only thing is, when she explained me that there's spots, the ones that the companies that shows first, I thought that they show the closest first.
No.
Or is by area. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you'll notice if you click more businesses, there'll be a bunch of other businesses that aren't even on the first page. And they're listed down there, and they have better reviews than the guys that are showing up at the top. And it has nothing to do. I mean, Google does try to organize the top guys by who's closest to you and who's furthest to you, but the top guys are paid advertisements. That's how they got there, over the people that have better reviews than them.
See, but what we're talking today about is not paid advertising. It's a little bit different.
Well, it is. I mean, we're a Google partner, so we're not charging you like per click or per lead for this type of placement. But it is paid advertising if you're obviously paying us in order to keep you up there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And this is the spot right after the sponsors, right? So the sponsor
Correct. Is
the paid advertisement by click, and anything that's under not sponsored. Those are
the ones different. Next to the map. Yes, the ones next to the map are where we're talking about listing you right now.
Okay.
And there's a lot of value in getting these, because even if you only do it for a couple of months, the Google business profile and all those reviews that we built for you, and your Google verification, they're all still there. So you keep those listings, right? Even if we're not holding them at the top of the first page. And then also, what we do is we would help you run ads on other platforms too. Like if you wanted to do Facebook, we could do Facebook ads for you with a Facebook business profile to help generate traffic there, get those listings going. And then because you're on the first page of Google, by default, you end up as a top option on the first page of Bing, because they pull from the Google's top three guys right here in this section for their top five recommendations. And then same thing with like Apple and Safari for the iPhones and the Amazon Alexa voice search results. Those are all going to pull from these three guys right here. So you'll end up as a top option on those platforms. And then also we do Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, just to name a few. So you have about 10 different ways of generating a new client or customer when you're using the first page placement on Google with us.
Okay.
And then do you have a website yet?
I do. The thing is, it's not properly working yet, I would say.
Okay, so it's under construction.
I would say so. I need another week or two to make sure it's working properly. Some of the photos doesn't load well, and things like that.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, what we'll do is we'll attach that to your online listings, though, because the website's a great tool. But it doesn't, it's not as effective until you have a service like this, which is putting it in front of people at the moment that they're looking up exactly what you do, right?
Right.
So we had you in the upholstery category. Tara told me you want to focus on boat upholstery specifically.
Yes.
Which is awesome. It's a unique niche, but even more of a reason, and the main reason I brought this up is because we list you for the specific keywords or services that you want to be found for. We're not just going to throw you up there in the upholstery category for people who are looking up upholstery. We can use keywords relevant to boat upholstery, or if there's a specific type of material or a specific type of service that you want to focus on the boats, we could do that as well. So that way we're connecting you to your ideal prospects. And I think that's such a niche that you're not really going to have too much competition there. For the general upholstery keyword, you probably have those full three guys, but you might only have one or two people that you're really competing against for about a 50 to 100 mile radius like this.
I would say we have quite a number of upholstery shops here.
Yeah, but a lot of them, I'm saying for marketing for the boat upholstery keyword, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people do show for upholstery. You know, we have a list of about 32 of you guys that show for upholstery. Mm-hmm. But not all of them are doing boat. Well, actually, no, that's true. Okay, never mind. I was wrong. They just sent me the list. So, Perfect Upholstery and it looks like Tip Top Marine and Canvas are going to be like your main competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're on a platinum package though, so that's a good sign. So the thing is, the platinum package, it usually runs about $499 month to month, Alex. What I was thinking I could do for you is I could put you on a new in business credit that Tara requested for you. The new in business credit will reduce your monthly price down to just $299. And then we'll waive all other setup fees for you. So you won't have any other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees with this placement. And then obviously no other charges that'll pop up on you throughout the month since it's a Google Places placement and not a pay-per-click campaign.
Awesome.
Yep, you'll love it. I mean, if you could do anything with like the Home Advisor by Angie's List, then you'll definitely do great with this. Those guys don't even target boat upholstery.
This is another thing with the Angie's List. Actually, I have some regrets right now. So yesterday I was working on a job site and it was kind of, you know, busy in a way, occupied a bit. So I got the call from the lady from Angie's List. Mm-hmm. And she explained to me about how this app works, and I was like, okay, that sounds good, sounds fair, you know, for the lead and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then, so I agreed, I gave my card, everything, and then I started reading the reviews.
Yeah,
and they were horrible.
Yeah, good for the homeowners, love it, but the business owners, they hate it because they might pay for 10 leads and not even get one job from it. So it's like
exactly. This is what I saw in the comment. Is that true? Is this the case?
Yeah. It's very common. So they pay Google for Google advertising. They actually do it all over the country for everything that has to do with home services. But when they get a lead, they'll sell the same lead to like four or five people, and they don't always tell you guys that when you sign up. And so they'll charge you like the $50 for the lead, and then, you know, it's going to four people. So you have like a 20% chance of getting it before you've even called it. And then usually those people know that they're going to get called by four or five guys. So they're just looking for the cheapest price. So now you're paying a lead fee. The guy's expecting you to drop the rate. If your rate's not lower than the other guy's calling them, you'd lose the job altogether and you just paid a lead fee for nothing, you know?
Exactly.
Sometimes they don't even answer the phone.
Majority.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So we don't get involved in that at all. We just list you independently on the first page. So people have your number. So you'll get live calls from people. You're not getting like a lead we're texting to your phone for you to call back and chase around. We're just telling them, hey, we verified you. He's the top recommended guy. You know, here's his reviews. Here's his website. Here's his phone number. You guys can call him from there.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I have a question to you. How much time do I have to give you an answer?
Well, so we're a Google partner. When a spot opens up, they'll create a list of the guys in this upholstery category, and then they give it to my reps. There's about 32 of you on the list. We just started working on this listing about an hour ago. So my reps like Tara that you were talking to, their job is to go down the list, and then we just fill it first come, first serve. Once we fill that position, we're coordinated by Google to close out the category, meaning that we can't work with anybody else in this area that provides upholstery services.
Gotcha.
That's the hard part about getting on the first page of Google. It's not so much the cost. It's more like the availability. Yeah.
Well, I think I'm down.
Yeah. If you could do anything with that, then this would be a nice change of pace for you. You get people calling you directly, start building up your reviews. And like I said, once you're Google verified, you won't have to get Google verified again. And if you're already investing time, money, and resources into building a site, then you're going to need to put that site somewhere where it's going to be seen by an actual potential customer of yours.
All right. Okay.
So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only have to do this one time.
I have one.
Okay, so they're going to send a verification letter in the mail then. I'm not going to duplicate it. But where do I send this PIN verification letter to you?
So you need my email, right?
Oh, no. Your street address. They're going to send a postcard in the mail. I will need your email too, but right now I'm looking for just the address on file so I could send your PIN verification letter.
Gotcha. So my address of the shop is 2031 Southwest 70th Avenue. Davie, Florida, 33317.
Okay, I got it. And then you have the option to hide your address if you like.
No. It's for the Google, right? So that people can see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they can get turn-by-turn directions to this address if I post it.
Come again?
They can get turn-by-turn directions to this address if I post this address. Like, they could hit directions on the Google business profile.
Yeah.
And then
Let's
okay.
make sure that the address is there just in case.
Okay.
If they need
I was just wondering if you had an actual, shop for them to show up at. Okay. I didn't know if you were just going to the boats or they could come into you and actually look at things.
Okay. No, I rent a shop. Yes, I rent a shop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So you can receive mail at that address too, right? Because the PIN is going to come in the mail.
I never received the mail there yet. The regular, okay. I did receive like a UPS packages, but
mm-hmm.
not the regular mail.
Okay.
But I think I do have a post there.
Okay. I'm going to do I'm still going to try to send the PIN, but I'm also going to send you a text and email right now with the Google verification form, and we'll just have you fill it out and go that way. So that way we're not missing anything. What's your business email address?
It's always summerservices@gmail.com.
Okay. What's your last name, Alex?
Nuzhdov. It's Nuzhdov.
Dov, like dog Oscar Victor?
That's correct.
Okay, got it. And Alexander is the full name, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
It's 9:30 to 6 on Monday to Friday, and Saturday is 10 to 4.
And Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. And do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and submit. All right. And then what was the domain name for your website? I'm going to go ahead and attach that to the GBP right now.
I don't remember from the top of my head. I need to take a look.
Okay.
As soon as I'm driving right now.
Oh, no problem. So I'm going to send you a text and the Google verification form and my direct number and extension. And then whenever you're ready or whenever you get to your location, you can go ahead and send that over. You can even send it over the weekend, just the domain name for the website, and then I'll attach it. Okay.
So I'll have to send you the domain name for the website, and I have to be at my location to send it?
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't want you to drive and be doing all this stuff.
okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So whenever you're done driving, you know, you can get the domain name and send it over to us. It's not that serious where you need to get into an accident over it, you know? I don't need it right now. But I'm sending you the Google verification form, and then I sent you my direct number and extension. Did you get that text?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll be 24/7 customer service. I'm actually going to be out of town from Tuesday the 10th to Wednesday the 18th. I'm going to take my family to Hawaii. I've been planning this for a while. We're going to Kauai, so I'm super excited about it. This is one of my last work days before I get a nice 10-day vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But If you call in to that number and you hit extension 1, we're a huge company, so there's always a live operator to help you with your account, at least until I get back. But I will be with you on Monday. I'm going to schedule a client interview for Monday, and this is where we're going to sit down with you and go over like all the services you provide, the service area you cover. You know, just want to make sure we're targeting the right audience and then customizing your campaign so it represents you properly. Usually a client interview call is going to take about 30 to 40 minutes to complete, but we do ask for an hour just in case you have extra questions.
Definitely.
Okay. What's going to be the best time on Monday?
Boom, 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 boom. Let's see. What's the earliest you can do?
The earliest we could do on Monday? It's actually a good question. Let me see here. Honestly, I think the earliest that they have is noon. It's not very early. It's like they have a 12 to 1 available. I could try for 10 to 11.
10 to 11 would be best.
Okay.
Or if not, then the evening.
Okay.
But 10 to 11 would be best.
Let's do an evening slot because they do have like a lot of appointments. It looks like booked first thing in the morning on Monday. That's usually our busiest day. What time would be best in the evening?
Let's do, is it okay after 6 p.m.?
Yeah, I actually have a 6 to 7 available.
Yeah, let's do 6 to 7.
Okay.
Monday.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we'll also text you 1 hour before the appointment, just as a reminder, in case you forget over the weekend.
Okay.
If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling when you can't make it, just let us know so that way we can contact you and then schedule it as soon as possible. Okay.
But gotcha. Okay.
I'm gonna call you first with a Google rep on the line, or actually it's gonna be our client interview technician here in house, and then I'm just gonna introduce you to them, and then they're gonna be the ones that'll actually do the interview of you.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Alex, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under the business name.
Okay. Let me add the business name here, so that way you could write it off later as a business expense.
Yes.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
I believe so.
Okay. It may decline if the address is wrong, but it'll tell me if that's
exactly
the issue. So
yeah,
I'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah. This is the thing. I don't remember if it's on my business address or it's my home address.
That's fine. We could try it like this, and then if the address is wrong, it'll tell me.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready when you are.
All right. So it's 5474.
Mm-hmm.
1517.
1517.
0856.
0856. 2290. 2290. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0328.
3 of 28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
202.
202. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with or understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line, Alex. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Always Summer Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Alexei Nuzdov, the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And just to confirm, you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just gave me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Alex, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of advertisement while you're using our services?
Sure.
We already know what you currently have.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I do have Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, we're not going to duplicate your Facebook page when we run the ads. They'll ask you, or they'll send you a link to add us as a manager to it, and then we'll go in there and run the ads on that Facebook page. So that way you still have full access and ownership to it. We're just running the ads through it, and there's not a duplicate.
Okay.
Okay. And then it's more so just so that you don't duplicate it. That's why they put that in there. We don't want you to have, like, two Google business profiles or for you to be paying somebody to do something that we're already doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And then it says...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I do have a friend, my classmate. He's in Europe right now. He helped me to set up the Google account. He helped me with the Facebook and Instagram.
You have access to it all, though, right?
Come again?
You have access to it, though, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. The idea here is just we don't want to create another one. Like, you can't have two Google business profiles that say Always Summer Upholstery. So we want to get into the old one, right, or the one you already have, and then we'll verify that listing and actually do the optimization on the back end based on Google's algorithm to move you up to the first page. Does that make sense?
Awesome. Yes, makes sense. Okay.
You're really smart because that's like a really complex answer. It's hard to follow a lot of times for most people when I try to explain it. But yeah, so we just don't want to.
And I'm super new to it, so I'm still struggling.
No problem. No, you're doing great. So before you add anything else as far as online marketing and advertising is concerned, basically just double check and make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or like duplicating anything. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We are supposed to recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up, when we're building everything from scratch, but it is month to month. You're not binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 6th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, I've put you on a platinum package bundle. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, okay? So you're basically getting the exact same campaign that Perfect Upholstery and Tip Top have. I've just reduced the rate. Mm-hmm. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the sixth day, but you'll keep that price of $299 for as long as you're with us. It's never going to go back up. And then it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to cancel, just let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I am.
All right. And then I'm going to try to process. Oh, I got an error back. It says, that's not the address. It says invalid account number. So I think we got a number wrong. Could you read the card back to me?
Yeah, of course. It's, let me double check. Yes, business. 5474151780856290.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0328.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back?
202.
Ah, that's what it was. I had 207.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let me try to reprocess here. Mm-hmm. And when this payment goes through, you're going to get three text messages. One of them's going to have an outline of the agreement in writing. The other one's going to be a Google verification form. I think you already have one because I manually sent the Google verification form to you too. You don't have to fill it out twice. You just have to fill it out once. And then you're also going to get a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Oh, now I'm getting the code for the addresses wrong.
Jesus. Okay. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
It's probably my home address. So my home address is 9470.
Okay.
Poinciana Place.
Point Poinciana?
Poinciana, yes. It's P-O-I.
Oh, I found it. P-O-I-N-C-I-A-N-A?
Right.
Place? Davey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
3324? Yeah, 3324?
Yes.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Let me try to reprocess this. Oh, that was a very, like, specific name. When I was punching it into Google, it recognized it right away.
Mm-hmm.
For this area.
Poinciana.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me update. Okay. Just got to get you your paperwork, so that way it is yours. Okay, looks like this one's processing instead of automatically declining, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, so the payment has cleared.
Perfect.
All right, and then you should be receiving those text messages. So there'll be a full outline of the agreement in writing. Make sure you sign off on that and then work on your Google verification form over the weekend. It's pretty simple. You can do most of it from your phone. It'll ask you to upload some pictures. You can just click on that upload file button and it'll flip around to the camera and you can just snap a picture of the paperwork and send it in. Okay, but that's actually going to go directly to the Google headquarters, and they'll put a badge and a check mark next to your listing that'll say Google verified, so that way the customers know, like, we verified that this is your legitimate business. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and that concludes the initial
setup. So
it's
a paperwork that I need to print, fill out, and then take a photo of that filled out paperwork?
No. So watch, let me show you. I know you're driving, but if you go to your text, you'll see a couple of text messages in there from an 877 number.
So when I go to my text, yes?
Yeah, there's an 877 number there that you've been receiving text messages from. Okay, so click on that, and then you'll see three text messages in there?
Yes.
Okay, one of them says, Local Splash, Alexander, to get your Google business profile in the nick in that text. So click on that link.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Google verification form right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you could just type it in. You could just fill it out. Yeah, if you scroll down, you'll see you just fill it out, and then at the bottom you hit submit. There is a box at the bottom that tells you if you're missing anything. Check the box that it's okay for us to three-way call you with a Google representative on the line, and we could verify your listing over the phone.
Okay.
And then that's basically it for your homework. I know it seems like a lot, right? But just sign the subscription terms, fill out that form over the weekend, and then on Monday we'll follow up with you. I have you scheduled at 6 o'clock, and then we'll do your client interview and get it all going. Once we have it up and running, we won't be bugging you too much. You know, once I see your customers are coming in, you're getting reviews, you got a hang of it, we'll kind of back off and just let you do your thing.
I have a question to you.
Probably
you cannot give me an answer if you know, but those are the two competitors that you said, the Perfect Upholstery, right? And there's another one. Can you tell how busy they are? How many people click on their company?
How many people are actually searching? Yeah, there's actually a site called SpyFu. It's a free site, and there's also Google Analytics too. Those are free. And it'll actually give you a good amount of their data. But you have the same tracking system, so they'll be able to look at your stuff too. It's still a little vague. It's not like it has like your client's numbers on it or anything like that that they could call off.
Right.
It gives you an idea of like how many times each phrase that they're listed for has been searched in the past 30 days and how many calls maybe have been generated directly from their listing without actually giving like full detail on any of the customers or anything like that. So that's a part of your tracking system. So you can actually see, you're going to get like the username and password for your tracking system is actually in that same text message field that I was just showing you.
Right.
Yeah, and so when you get a chance, like when you get to a computer, we have an app too you could download, and it'll give you data on your stuff. But for them, you have to go to SpyFu, and you have to punch in their number. I'm not supposed to give it to you over the phone because the call's recorded. I know that's what you were asking, but I'm like, I can't tell you the exact thing, but I can show you how to find it, you know?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
But thank you for signing up.
I was just, yeah.
No, no problem. Thank you. Yeah. There's just some things I can and can't do, but I'll try my best to always help you out or at least lead you in the right direction if it's stuff that I can't just say over the phone, you know?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. You have my number?
Yes. In text, this is your number.
Yeah, so that 877 number is our company line, but if you hit 544, that'll call me directly. Like I said, I'm going to call you on Monday, and I'll introduce you to the client interview technician, and they'll walk you through the client interview. I will be out of town until the 19th, or I'll be back in on the 19th after Monday. Mm-hmm. And then you could always call me direct at extension 544 if you want to call me direct. Otherwise, there's 24/7 customer service at that 877 line.
Thank you. Okay.
You're very welcome. You have a great weekend, okay? I'll talk to you on Monday, 6 o'clock.
Yes, talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Okay. Drive safe. Bye.